Again, praise the Lord. I want to thank you all. Thank you for coming on the line tonight. I'm excited. I'm always excited, excited about the Lord, no matter what it is we go through. But we know that all things are working together for our good. God got your back. Hallelujah. And God is good. So we're going to get right into the word tonight. And I would call it our golden nugget scripture, which is from the book of Proverbs. It's wisdom. And this week, the golden nugget scripture is from Proverbs, the 10th chapter, the 30th verse. And it reads, "The righteous shall never be removed." That's blessed right there. I'm going to say it again. "The righteous shall never be removed, but the wicked shall not inhabit the earth." So we on the right side. Amen. Praise God. Tonight, we're going to talk to you about God's grace. And if it had not been for the grace of God, you and I wouldn't even be on this line. We wouldn't have the hope that we have. We wouldn't even be saved tonight had it not been for God's grace. So our topic is grace for purpose. That's the topic tonight, grace for purpose. So you say, what does grace mean? The grace of God is the expression of his goodness towards the undeserving, and we're not deserving, but God's grace is sufficient. And grace means unmerited favor. In other words, there's nothing we can do to earn it. God just gives us his grace, and he gives us access to his riches at the expense of Jesus Christ. Isn't that awesome? God gives us access. Not only that, he says we are royal priesthood. We are peculiar people. We are people that God has called us out for his purpose. We're talking about grace for purpose. God's, and I'm going to go through a couple examples of God's grace. The first one is God's saving grace. Ephesians 2 and 8 says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God." So in other words, had it not been for the mercy and the grace of God, we couldn't even come to the Lord. But his grace has drawn us. His grace has looked ahead and forgiven us. His grace called us before we even knew ourselves. Praise God. God's grace is not that we are that good, or there's nothing we can do to earn it. Not that we are good, but it's God's grace, and it's a gift. You can't buy it. It's God's gift. Jesus shed his blood for the remission of our sins. Oh, yes, and that is the key. That's the door that we have as a result of God's grace. Amen. See, Jesus saved us, and it says God has called us with a holy calling. A holy calling. That is, God is the caller. Amen. For the purpose of holy living. That's why he's called us. Not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus, the word says, before the world began. Praise God. That is awesome, awesome, awesome. Think about it. The grace that God has given us, grace for purpose. Praise God. The Lord is telling us that he has called us for his purpose. That's why he said in Romans 12, he says, "Present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto him." The word says, because that is our reasonable service. Then it goes on to say, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind." Praise God, that you may prove what is that good and perfect will of God. Glory, glory, glory. Praise God. God's purpose. Grace for his purpose. See, we can't live any kind of way. That's not according to his purpose. His purpose is he's called us for this holy calling, for righteous living, and then he gave us the means that we can live right through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Because the Lord says we can, remember, do all things through Christ who gives us the strength. The word says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. This is all because of his grace. That whosoever believes in him, we shall not perish, but we shall be saved. And we're saved tonight. Glory to God. Grace for purpose. Another example of God's grace. His grace is abundant. God's abundant grace. Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and that you might have life more abundantly. That means plenty of life. We don't have to worry about things. We don't have to worry about how we're going to do this and how we're going to do that. He has already come. He's already given us this abundant life, freedom, a plenty of life through Jesus Christ, through his shed blood. In 2 Peter 1 and 2, Simon Peter, this is how he greets the brethren. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you. I love that. Grace and peace be multiplied. In other words, I'm praying, he was praying that you will be blessed, that the power of the Holy Ghost, of his grace, will be multiplied unto you. And who knows how many times God would multiply his grace to us. Hallelujah. Back in the day, we used to sing a little song called, says, all I need is a little more grace. And God gives us the grace that we need to make it through. Are you troubled? Do you have disparities? Are you burdened? Just know the grace of God will take you through. It's sufficient to carry us through. And God knows in this day and time in which we live, there is so much going on. There's so much sadness. Sometimes I just have to turn the TV off because, I mean, it's very real that the people are on the TV talking about how they lost their loved one, how their mother and father died within minutes of each other. My God. There's no way we can make it other than the grace of God. He gives you that extra dunamis Holy Ghost power to help us to go through. And we know that we can go through because Jesus never leaves us. He never forsakes us, but he's with us always. But then on the other part of that scripture says, grace and peace be multiplied unto you, and it just doesn't stop there. It says, through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as we grow in this knowledge of God, that's how we know we can make it. We have to learn of him. When Jesus says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy, my burdens are light. And the scripture says, according as his divine power has given us all things, not some things, but he says his divine Holy Ghost power has given you and I all things that we need that pertain unto life and godliness. He's made a way for us. All we had to do is tap into it. Step in it. Hallelujah. Take advantage of it. Rest on it. But see, if you don't know the scriptures, if we haven't studied the scriptures, you don't know the kind of grace that we have. Glory to God. But when you know the word of God, and then you begin to apply the word, and God says, put me in remembrance of my own word, you know that grace will take you through. Glory to God. And it says he's given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him. That's that word again, knowing God. Knowledge. How do we gain knowledge? Just like we're doing now, listening to the word of God, reading the word of God. See, Pastor asked us to read the scriptures and read it out loud. Why? Because, see, the scripture says faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the word of God. Didn't say who had to be speaking it. It says faith comes by hearing that word of God. And as we continue to reach out and be consistent in getting the word of God, reaching out and securing our position in the Lord, see that through the knowledge of him, he's called us to glory and to virtue. That means true living, holy living, glory to God. See, the scripture tells us, God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. And Lord knows we see people every day on the TV, you wondering, Do they think that they own everything? Do they think that they are here forever? They have to know that we're going, no matter who we are, we're going to have to answer to a higher power, and his name is Jesus. Glory to God. Every knee is going to bow. Every tongue has to confess that Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, but God will give us more grace to the humble. Praise the Lord. And when you get more grace, that gives us to know we can make it. And Lord knows we're going through. People are going through different things. They're going through hard times. We are in perilous times. We're in such a time we've never seen like a time like this before. But if we keep our eyes stayed on Jesus, we keep our eyes stayed on the prize, I'm telling you, I believe it, that we can make it. To God be the glory and the honor for all the things that he has already done. And the thing is, he says, but the God of all grace. Listen at that scripture. But the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that we have suffered a while, he will make us perfect. He'll establish us. He'll strengthen you. He'll settle you. Oh, yeah, that's letting us know that there are going to be some tribulation. There's going to be some trying of your faith. But whatever it is, God will give you the grace to make it through. I mean, he says, after you suffered a while, remember, he's not going to put us more than we're able to bear. Sometimes we go through things, Lord, I can't take it anymore. Get me out. As a song says, get me out, Jesus. Get me out of this fire. Get me out. Hallelujah. But while you're in it, Jesus is there. He's given us the strength. He says, when I'm weak, then am I strong. Hallelujah. He gives strength to the faint and to the weak. He gives us that grace that we need. He says, and after we've suffered a while, that's 1 Peter 5, he says, I will strengthen you. I'm going to make you perfect. You're not going to do it. We can't do it ourselves. He says, but I'll make you perfect. I'll establish you. I'll settle you. And then I'm going to strengthen you. See why? The things that you go through, you and I may go through, not only will it benefit us, but it's going to help somebody else. Amen. Remember, the Bible says we overcome by the word of our testimony and the blood of the Lamb. So if you're going through something and I have been through certain things, I could say to you, beyond a shadow of a doubt, God brought me out and I know he will bring you out as well. Oh, you can give God a praise right there. Give him a praise. Glory to God. And the scripture goes on to tell us, and we know, not maybe or maybe perhaps, but the Bible says, and we know that all things are working together for the good of those who love the Lord and who are called according to his purpose. We're talking about grace for purpose. Glory to God. And then I would call your attention to the affliction that of the Apostle Paul went through. Paul had a thorn in the flesh, and he just summed it up like this, you know, he's just that the Satan has just kind of buffeted him around. But he had really asked the Lord to help him. He prayed 3 times, the scripture says. We don't know exactly the affliction that he had, but we know it was some type of a physical affliction and a thorn in the flesh. And Paul summed it up like this. In so many words, it was to keep him humble. Unless he get a big head and exalt himself above measure, but just because God showed him many, many revelations and God had dealt with him and miraculously. And he said, don't know whether he had an eye problem or whatever the affliction was, but he prayed and God answered to him. God's answer was, Paul, my grace is sufficient for thee. Not no one else's grace. Not that we don't have to worry, just like for us, we don't have to worry about the president. And we don't have to worry about Congress. We don't have to worry about the Senate passing certain things. We need to know, all we need to know is that God's grace is sufficient for us. And then he said in that scripture, for my strength, which is power, my power is made perfect in weakness. Glory, glory, glory to God. Isn't that blessed? Oh, my goodness. So we know we got God's saving grace. We have God's abundant grace. That means more than enough, because that's the kind of God he is. Whatever we need, whatever predicament we're in, God's grace is sufficient. And not only that, many of us go through afflictions and all. I personally can say I'm believing God for a complete healing of both of my feet. Have given me problems for years and years, but yet I'm still walking. He's given me the grace to walk. Hallelujah. He'll give me the grace to go different places and that I did things that my heart desire. I'm telling you, I know for a fact God's grace is sufficient. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You need to say that for yourself. Say, my God's grace is sufficient for me. Right now, I got sufficient grace. Glory, glory, glory to God. Praise God. The other part of grace I want to talk about, the last part, according to our time that we have here, growing in God's grace. Now, this is something that's going to take discipline. This is something that we have to do, and God expects us to do. Remember, he says, if we keep our mind stayed on him, then he will keep us in perfect peace. Understand, it's this way of salvation. It's an ongoing daily process. There's some hard work and discipline that you and I have to do in order to grow up in God's grace. Some people stay like just little babes in Christ. You know, and Paul said, I want to feed you meat, but I can't because you're still nursing on the bottle. But it's time for us people of God, get off the bottle. Get off the nipple. Come on and get God in you that you can rise up. Rise up where you can eat the meat of the word. That you'll be able to stand throughout whatever comes, that whatever goes, you can stand. So the Bible tells us, stand therefore. On what? Stand on the word of God. Stand on the promises of God. That's when you know you're growing up. That's when you know that God has elevated you. When you can grow and desire, yes, when you first get saved, the sincere milk of the word, but yet as we grow up and mature in God, we will be able to stand. So the word tells us, giving all diligence. Now this is still in, I want to say 2 Peter, I believe it's the second chapter or first chapter. It talks about this, giving all diligence, add virtue, and then to virtue, add some knowledge. Glory to God. As it was scripture we said earlier, growing in the knowledge of God. His grace will be multiplied, grace and peace, multiplied through the knowledge of God. So that's what it's saying. This is something for us to do, ongoing, hard work it takes. In other words, we have to give it all. Give God our best. Lord, here's a brand new day. Lord, what will you have me to do? Give me the grace to be a blessing to somebody else. So he says, add to your knowledge, add temperance. And to temperance, add patience. And to patience, add godliness. You can see it's a process. Glory to God. We don't get it overnight. And then he says, and to godliness, add brotherly kindness. And Lord, let's stop right there. But God, that's something that we can do, and it don't cost us anything, but to be kind to someone. You might say, well, I don't have the money to do this and the other. There are times it doesn't even take money. All it takes is a kind word. Maybe pick up the phone and say an encouraging word to someone. Maybe, you know, if you're going to work and you confront your coworker and you pass by, maybe in the hall or where or in the office, give that person a smile. Sometimes that just opens up and brightens a person's day. It doesn't always cost money to show brotherly kindness. And then there are times when we have the means to bless our brother. The Bible says, don't shut up your bowels of compassion when you know your brother is in need. We talked about this earlier, that you have the means to bless them, but yet you turn your head, you look the other way. No, he says, brotherly kindness. Add to this, add that to your faith, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, add charity. That means love. Because to show the brotherly kindness, it takes love to do that. And where does love come from? The love comes from God. So the Bible tells us, for if these things be in you, and they abound in you, in other words, you're working on it, you're adding to this, they make you that you shall be neither barren, you'll never be unfruitful in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. I've given you just a few examples of God's grace for a purpose. He has a purpose. When he saved us, that's the beginning of that, of the purpose of grace. And then that grace, he expounds it as we grow in God. God bless you. Hallelujah. I'm excited about that. I'm asking God every day, God, help me to grow in your grace. Help me, God, to look to you and to fulfill my purpose in you. And if you don't know your purpose in God, ask him. Ask him. He will let you know. He will show you. And you ask him sincerely, you will know your purpose. What a blessing it is to walk in God's purpose for you and his will for you. And you know, waiting on God and waiting for answers. And sometimes people will step out and do things on their own. But it, what a more of a blessing it is. God, what will you have me to do? Waiting before the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God's grace for purpose. So I praise God for allowing me to minister that word tonight. And we're just getting ready to go to the throne of grace. And I'm just praying and believing God that he will work things out. He will meet the needs of the people. Praise God. And we have so many people, as Pastor says over and over again, that's added to our prayer list. And we don't take the names off unless someone would say, take my name off. But no one has called and says, take my name off that prayer list. Because God knows we all need prayer. We need prayer 24/7. Oh, praise God. Like the song says, somebody prayed for me. They had me on their mind. They took the time to pray for me. I hope that you've got your prayer requests in front of you. Praise God that you are praying. There are certain things that you have before God. We're believing God. We're believing God. You know, God is a restorer. Hallelujah. He knows how to restore our joy and our peace. He knows how to give us that hunger and thirst after righteousness. For he says, we shall be filled. Glory to God. And we're praying tonight for the Bailey family who lost their loved one. And we're praying, my God, for those of you that are sick and that are shut in. We're praying for those that are convalescent and they can't even get out. But we are praying, glory to God, for those, even the people who are caregivers, my God, that God will continue to give you that sufficient grace. Amen. Glory to God. And we just thank God for you. Hallelujah. And I am going to unmute this line. And if you have a specific prayer request, I want you to go ahead and shout it out. Praise God. So if you have a prayer request, go ahead and say that prayer request just before we get ready to pray.
Braxton family.
Yes, Braxton family. Amen, yes. Anyone else?
The Brown and Jones family.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, we take them before the Lord. Yes.
James Ryan.
Yes, amen. James Ryan. Yes.
James Ryan. For healing.
Amen.
And getting closer to the Lord.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We're taking that before the Lord. Yes.
Kenny Davidson family.
Yes. Praise God. Praise God. Anyone else?
Reese Glory to Fraser.
Amen. Amen. God hears those requests. Amen. Praise God.
Betty Davis and family.
Yes, yes, yes. Praise God. Anyone else? Glory to God. We believe in God. Amen.
And Joyce Baylor, she having surgery.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Absolutely. We go to have her name before the Lord. Amen. Praise God. God hears all these requests. He says, let our requests be made known unto the Lord. Praise God. And that's what we're doing tonight. Be praying. We're praying for the people. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Amen. And I'm also praying for my brother Ronald Brown. Amen. Praying also for my sister Denise. We pray for her, and that as she continues to take care of his needs that he has. Praise God. And we're praying. I'm praying for my children, everyone. You know, I also praying for my grandson Malik, and now all my grandchildren. We're praying for them. Anyone else before we go into prayer?
I want to pray for my family, my sisters, and my kids and my grandkids, and all the ones, my friends, and everybody.
Absolutely.
That I know that I can't, you know, name out.
Yes, praise God. All right, praise God. All right, well, let's go into prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we just praise you, God. We just praise you, God, because you are so good to us. Not only are you good, God, you are faithful. You are that faithful God. We thank you for your faithfulness. Great is your faithfulness unto us, O God. Every one of us, God, we have your grace. We've tasted of your grace tonight. Oh, my God, we just thank you. We come to glorify you. We come to magnify your name. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Father, we bless you, Lord. We bless your name. We exalt you, Lord. We lift you higher, Father God. Glory to God, because there's nobody like you, Lord. No one like you. Neither will there ever be anybody like you. We thank you, Father. Father, we just bless your name, God. We bless you, Lord, God. We thank you, God. That you are a bridge over troubled water. Thank you, Father, that you are food for us. You are covering tonight. You are sufficiency tonight, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We praise you, Lord. We lift you up, God. We thank you, God, because you said you've called us with a holy calling tonight. We receive your word. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord God. You're worthy to be praised. Praise God. Oh, my God. We thank you, Father, for every person on this prayer line tonight. We thank you for all those spoken requests. God, we believe in you, Lord. You know everyone. You know name by name. You know every situation, God. God, we pray, God, you encourage someone, God. Lift up a hung down head, God, tonight. Healing, God. Send your word, God. You said you sent your word and you healed them, Father. We're praying, we believe you right now, God. It's more than two or three of us on this line tonight that we can touch and agree. We're agreeing, God, for deliverance tonight. Somebody needs deliverance. Somebody needs salvation. Somebody's home, God, that needs a hug, that needs an uplift. Restore us, God. Restore us again, Father, God. Lift them up, God. Hallelujah. Somebody's got up. Their body is aching with pain. God, we ask you to lift the pain, God. Move by your spirit. Oh, Father God, let your healing virtue flow. Hallelujah. From the crown of their head down to the soles of their feet, Father. In the name of Jesus, you cause us to be lights of this world, the salt of the earth. I just praise God that let your light shine through everybody, everyone that's on this line, every home that's represented on this line, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, I pray for the church of God. I pray for the many people of God. I pray that there will be unity in the body of Christ. In the name of Jesus, that we will come together on one accord, that we will love like you called us to love, that we will serve you, God, as we serve one another, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, God, have your way in our life. Raise us up, God. Lift us to where we need to be in you, God. In the name of Jesus, God, send deliverance, God. Send help right now, God. Somebody needs a job, Father. Somebody, hallelujah. Somebody needs to know how they can make ends meet, God. But you, God, are all sufficient, Lord, because you've given us everything pertaining to godliness in this life, God. You've given it to us, God, because your grace is sufficient for every single one of us, God. Renew the strength, Lord. Renew our strength. Restore the joy of the Lord, for the joy of the Lord is our strength tonight. Hallelujah, God. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. We're looking to you, Father. You're the author. You're the finisher of our faith, God. How can we fail? There's no need to fail when we keep our eyes stayed on you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We know that, God, you are the one that specializes in things that seem so impossible. God, with you, all things are possible, God. Hallelujah, God. You give more grace to us day by day. Praise God. Help us to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, that you said you would exalt us in due time. We believe you, God. We believe you right now. And we thank you for the answer, Lord. We thank you for our pastor tonight. We thank you for the pastors, even worldwide, God. We thank you for the bishops, Lord, for the people of God everywhere, every lay member, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Raise us up, God, in such a time as this, that we will carry your word up. God, hallelujah, God, that we, more that we want you, God, more that we seek you, the more that we want you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Bring unity in the body of Christ, God, in Jesus' mighty name, Father. We believe you, God. We thank you, Jesus. We praise you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you for the answer, Lord. Hallelujah. Every sick person, oh, my God, let them begin to say, I am well. Thank you. Every sick person, let them say that by your stripes, I am healed. Hallelujah, Father. Strengthen, God. Touch my brother, Ronald, that's laying on that bed, God. You already know him. You already know. You're already there. Hallelujah, God. You're everywhere at the same time, our Father. In the name of Jesus, raise up, God. Strengthen, God. Touch the Bailey family. Strengthen, God. Put your arms of comfort up around them, God. In the name of Jesus, glory to your will. Glory, God. Your will be done. Hallelujah. We thank you for the answer. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for our children, Lord. Keep them covered, God. Cover them. Our grandchildren, keep the children covered. Raise them up to be leaders, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We cover them with the blood. We cover our children. Even when they're away at school, we cover them, Father. We pray, God, for all of the health care workers, the people on the front line that confronted with all this disease, Father. Oh, God, have mercy. Let your mercy prevail. Hallelujah. Send all help, God, in the name of Jesus, genuine help. Hallelujah. We bind every force that keeps them from being well. We bind it in every name, in the name of Jesus, and we loose the power of the Holy Ghost. God, remember them, Lord. Remember them as they take care of the sick people and the people that are with COVID and so forth, God. Remember them, God, even when they go home to their families, God. Have mercy. Let your mercy prevail, God. We pray for them, Father. We intercede on their behalf. And those that have lost loved ones, oh, God, allow their hearts to be comforted like only
yes,
you
Lord.
Can
Thank
do.
You,
God, we believe in you.
Thank
comfort
you,
the
Lord.
Bereaved families. Yes. We're believing you, God. We're standing
you,
on your promises. We're standing
you.
On your promises
thank
tonight.
You.
And we say thank you, Lord. Everybody
thank
on
you, Lord.
The line that can praise you. Everybody
thank
that has
you.
A mouth
thank
to praise you.
You.
I want you to praise
yes,
God.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Everybody
thank
that has
Jesus.
Breath,
thank
let them
the
praise
answer,
God.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. We bless
Lord.
Your name. We thank you, God. We're not ashamed of you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. We thank you for the answer. But we ask in faith, believing, God. Nothing doubting, God. We believe you, God. And we receive your word tonight. We receive your anointing. We thank you, Lord, for all that you already have done, God. And all that you are yet to do. We continue to pray. Praise you.
Thank
we glorify you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah, God. Remember Carol Rose, God. All that she's going through. Remember her, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. You all about it. Hallelujah. Remember her, Father. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for the answer. And we give your name the praise. We give you all the glory. And all belongs to you. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. And
amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. So I just praise God for another opportunity that you and I can come together and receive the word and minister the word, and we pray together. So I just want to thank God for every one of you. I encourage you to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And until we meet again next week, I want you to continue to look to the hills because all of your help comes from above.
Lord.
Be blessed.
Lord.
I love every one of you. I love you. Continue to pray for me, and we'll come together again. God say the same. In Jesus' name, good night.
Amen. Good night.
Good night.
Well, blessed night.
Good night.